It is my pleasure that I really live. This is Dr. Herbert O. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It is my pleasure that I really live. Can we say that about ourselves? Can we say it is a pleasure that we are alive? Can we say that every organ, action, function of our body is operating perfectly now? Can we say that we live in a body that is absolutely beautiful, absolutely functioning in its ideal way? Can we say that? Unfortunately, many times during the day, we say the contrary. And then we wonder why our body is not the ideal body that it is designed to be. Why it is not living in the now in the manner in which it is designed to be. And the reason that our body does not exist in the manner that it is designed to be is that we tell it that it does not exist that way. We say to our body, I don't feel so good. I got a stomachache. I got a headache. I got a heartache. I got a problem. We say these things to ourselves, and we think just casually, nothing so dramatic, nothing so, I'm dying, nothing so lovely like that. It's just a matter of the casual statement, my tummy just doesn't feel too good. I shouldn't have eaten that last whatever it was. I shouldn't do this and I shouldn't do, my goodness, you know. Well, those subtle nuances, those gentle statements that we make to ourselves, saying something is not proper about ourselves, is what we really feel about ourselves. It's the cause that we are putting in motion about ourselves. It's the law of cause and effect that we are so definitely putting into focus in our life. Now, do we have to put such causes into focus in our life? Do we have to say those things? Do we have to, just because we experience them, just because they are an appearance in our life for a temporary moment, do we have to give them attention? Do we have to give them wonderment and say, oh my goodness, that's terrible. Oh my goodness, that's just ugly. That's just, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do now? And as we say that, then we empower the problem area. Now, if you're working on something and you want to be a success at it, you give it your very best attention. If you're working on something and you want to be a success at it, you give it your very best attention. If you're working on something and you want it to be a success, you give it your very best attention. You don't go around belittling it. You don't go around saying, hey, come on, I want to be my very best. When you're going to the prom and you're dressed in a beautiful dress, you look gorgeous, you spent hours preparing yourself to be looking lovely, and you come down and your boyfriend is there at the foot of the stairs, you don't act like a tramp, bent over, acting as though you're the last rose of summer. Your chin is up. You walk with such grace, and your boyfriend looks at you and says, wow, how beautiful you are. And you say, yes, I am beautiful. You don't say, oh, no, it's just a little something that I worked on. Not. Whenever you belittle yourself, even so casually, you are empowering the opposite to be your reality. Now, is that what you really want to do? Do you have enough savoir-faire, enough power, enough belief in yourself to say, I like me? I look beautiful. I look wonderful. I am fantastic. Don't forget your boyfriend. He took time to get himself spiffied up too, just for you. And he came to the door ready to greet you as you expected him. And he looked at you and his eyes were on his own vision of himself being just dressed as nice as he could. And so he looks at you and he said, Biffy, you are wonderful. Oh, you are glorious. Now, if he said anything other than that, you'd say, get yourself another date. We have to make our life a continual statement of the truth about ourselves. Because the warring elements of our nature that come in and say, oh, it could be better, it could be this, and it could be that, and other people are not so nice. Those warring elements, they don't need to be in our life. They certainly are not in mine. It is my pleasure that I really live, and I live well. I live with joy in my heart. I live with peace in my heart. I live with awareness in my heart that who I am and what I am is pretty wonderful. And so it is. But I'm always on top of it. I'm always saying to myself the truth about myself. I'm always realizing who and what I am, and I'm always knowing who and what I am, and I'm always believing in who and what I am, and I like it very, very much. I like it very, very much. For this is the essence of all life. The essence of all life is to know that it's a pleasure to live. It is my pleasure that I really live. And I really live on this relative human earth, on this human experience, by saying what I want to be the truth about myself, even though it may not be exactly it. You have the opportunity to be so positive, to be so wonderful, to be so beautiful, to be so fulfilled. You have the opportunity to be the essence of all that is, if you want to be. But if you don't take the opportunity and run with it, if you don't take the opportunity and make it yours, if you don't take the opportunity to say who and what you are and why you are what you are and that what you are is wonderful, if you don't take the opportunity, then what will happen will be that you will take the opportunity to be something else. You will take the opportunity to be the illusions of life, the temporary illusions of life that are constantly changing. And if you want the illusions of life that are constantly changing, you have an opportunity to have them, because you'll create them constantly. That which never changes, that which is always eternally the same, that which always is the ideal, is our ideal reality, is who we really are. Our essence of being never changes. And if we have going before us these illusions, if we have these appearances that are temporary, and we give them the power by saying, oh, darn, why, you know. When we have these illusions, we immediately say, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am a fantastic being. I am so happy that I am me. I am so happy that I am me. It's my pleasure that I really live. And how I live is with all my heart and soul and being, recognizing how I was created in my original purity and integrity. And this is the only thought I want in my mind, is my original purity and integrity, my original self, my original reality, that which I am and always will be and can never change from. And this is wonderful. Yes, it is so wonderful. And it's the only thing that matters. And since it's the only thing that matters, it's where I am. And where I am is where you are, where we all are. We live in this oneness of spirit and this oneness of time. And there is nothing else between us. I am that I am. I live now. I live in the purity of my reality right now, and it is a good thing. It's a very good thing, because that's all that matters. Now, is this the attitude you have toward life? Is this the attitude you have toward who you are? Are you saying constantly, it's my pleasure that I really live? It's my pleasure that if I go to the prom, I am ideal. It's my pleasure If I walk at my pathways of meditation in life, I am whole and perfect. It is my pleasure at all times to be all that I am. It is my pleasure, and I delight in it. You can delight in it too. Join me in this delight, in this realization that all is good and very good, and I live my original purity and integrity every moment of my life. Yes, I live my original purity and integrity every moment of my life. It's kind of wonderful, but it's what really is the truth about us. I love you. I love you. I love you.